Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
He always seems to get involved, doesn't he?
I'm telling you, too many coconuts have hit him right on top of the skull.
Well, I think Anthony will be a great acquisition. He can do it all.
Avery, whose show is this?
Dada.
And so, it just, to me, at least, comes down to a rivalry that never fully went away. And then on like the thing I always say about I encounter this a ton in my time. Like, I've backed way off of reporting and stuff, but when I was trying to, I had my foot in the door into reporting, or I dip my foot into the waters of reporting, and Mbappe just scored. He's inevitable. He's incredible. But what I always used to say is that, like, because there's a lot of distrust for people who are trying to break into the reporting sphere, and Lakers fans in particular are very jaded because they know about, like, the incredible traffic that comes by way of reporting about the Lakers. And, there are a lot of scam artists when it comes to reporting about the Lakers and reporting about the NBA in general. One thing that would happen, right, is I would report something and, I'll just use the JJ Redick example. I would report something like the day that I reported on this channel. That's it. I'm just calling it. JJ Redick is the head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers. He's, this agreement is done. He's been at the facility several times over. He's already talked to people. He's already operating as if he is the head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers. It doesn't get reported by Shams or Woj for a couple of days. No other developments take place, but then it finally gets confirmed or reported. Yeah, JJ's the head coach of the Lakers, because guess what? He was already head coach of the Lakers. And at that time, and I still deal with it every time I even mention the term sources, I always get, my mentions are always filled with, Anthony isn't a source. He's not a source. I can't believe we're taking this dude seriously in 2026. All of that stuff. And the thing that pisses those people off the absolute most is when I report stuff and it comes true. Or when I report stuff and it's reported correctly. There is nothing that makes those people angrier. I'll never deal with them anymore because I block those people immediately. But there is nothing... nothing that those people hate more than being proven correct. And this is the case with Kobe fans and LeBron. And this was difficult for me because I was such a hardcore Kobe fan in my youth as well, where it was like, no, LeBron is never going to top Kobe. Absolutely not. Never going to happen. He's never going to have that killer instinct. He's never going to be that. And there are people who still hold dearly onto the notion that LeBron never passed Kobe. I'm not going to tell you how to fan. I'm not going to tell you how to feel. That is your call. You can have your opinion. Go for it. But the thing that LeBron did that pissed off Kobe fans more than anything else is, guess what? In a lot of people's eyes, statistically, in terms of achievements, all these things, longevity, LeBron passed Kobe. And there is nothing, nothing that pisses people off more than being proven wrong. And that's what I think has happened here, where you have a whole faction of Lakers fans who were proven wrong by this dude. Then he shows up. Then he rescues the team. Then there was some shit that went on, right? Like the Russell Westbrook thing was a disaster. The constant like LeGM stuff and the, you know, like also part of it was that LeBron never got to celebrate the championship that they won, right? There was no parade. He never got to scream out in triumph and be welcomed fully by the Laker fan base and the city of Los Angeles as well. That plays a part here too. There's a lot going on, but this whole, like, it is a thing. I've noticed it. I've been made uncomfortable by it. Hell, I think the Lakers themselves never fully embraced LeBron. And I think there are a lot of Lakers fans who are taking their marching orders from what they've perceived, probably correctly, from the actions of the team that they root for. And so by the time it all like whittles down to a talking point made here by Derek Fisher, somebody who was unanimously embraced by Lakers fans and understands what that feels like, I think there's a lot of truth to what he was saying. I don't think he necessarily hit on what was going on there. I think everybody is made uncomfortable talking about Kobe for perfectly fair reasons. But I think that's at the heart of it, is that rivalry between Kobe and LeBron and Kobe fans and LeBron fans. And it's what makes me like really root hard, honestly, for LeBron to go to Golden State, because I want to see those games that the Warriors lose and Steph fans are going at LeBron fans and LeBron fans start going at Steph fans. That sounds like a lot of fun to sit off to the side and watch. But yeah, it's a lot going on here. Sports fandom is the most one of the most tribal of all of the fandoms that we participate in. It brings out the best in us. It brings out the worst in us. It makes us probably about as emotional as just about anything else. Think about in your life, the number of times just on a day-to-day basis think about the things in your life that have made you scream and roar in either triumph or frustration. And how many of those things are linked to sports? It's almost all of them, right? Because a lot of like the rest of our lives, we just like, I have two kids. I'm married to a beautiful woman. On neither of those occasions did I like, yeah. You know, didn't happen. It wasn't a thing. Like I will take that back. When Jen and I entered our reception, I did go like, whoa, you know, I did do one of those things. So I take it back. So that was slightly different, but it was a lot like sports fandom is so tribal. It's one of the few things that we could paint our faces for and just completely immerse ourselves into our most animalistic tendencies, right? Screaming at fans and friends and like the number of like knocked out and drag out fights I've had with friends over sports is way more than just about anything else. Right. And I think, you know, with this rivalry that existed between Kobe and LeBron coming to LA. And also I think like in part, some of us kind of saw through him coming to LA and like, are you here to take over? And he was like, don't get me wrong. LeBron saw a power vacuum with the Lakers and tried to take advantage of it. And it just didn't happen. And I think Jeannie Buss and some of her people kind of saw through that and eventually led to some of the tensions that led to this kind of awkward departure that we saw here from LeBron. So it just is what it is. But Fisher touched on something that was really interesting. Probably spent way too much time talking about it. Let's move on. Also, really quickly, this whole like Rich Paul texting Shams to tell him about his like day-to-day thing. Like, I remember right when LeBron told the Lakers, or the Lakers told LeBron, or the two mutually agreed to that. Like when that happened, and the first report from Shams was that LeBron has now instructed Rich Paul to canvass the entire rest of the league to find the best situation for him moving forward. And it's like, yes, yeah, LeBron told his agent to do agent things. And then today, the Shams report that teams are sending messages to Rich Paul, and some of them are getting to LeBron. Yeah, yeah, you're right. Rich Paul is indeed LeBron's representation. Like all of this stuff, like the how long this has been dragged out, and how so many people think it's Cleveland, and how poor Minnesota and Denver and Philadelphia have been strung along, and how it has the rest of the league kind of waiting for the outcome of another LeBron decision. Like, that shit does get old. It's just like, come on, man. I know it's we know where this is going. Just come on, let's go. You know, like the only child syndrome that we see here from him over the course of his entire career, where if anybody else is getting any amount of attention, LeBron's like, hello, yeah, over here, I'm still here. It's like that shit, that does get a little old. I'm going to miss the hell out of LeBron, the basketball player. I'm going to miss watching him play for these last 8 years has been incredible. Watching LeBron move off of the court, a lot less incredible. So, like I said, there's several factors going on here, but also we can't ignore the way that Rich Paul and Clutch are handling this. Also leads into every fan base's frustration with him by the time he decides to move on. All right, let's go ahead and dive on into some of your questions and comments. We did answer Drew Gallegos' question already. Dave S 2026 writes, Anthony, weren't the Lakers involved also? I remember Kawhi's uncle was strong arming the Lakers to do some weird financial scenario. Yes. I remember, I think I've told the story on the air, and I think I'm allowed to, it's been long enough after the fact. Harrison, George Sedano, Mike Trudell, and I went to a little burger place where, you know, we got our burgers. I think we all, except for Harrison, Harrison doesn't drink. We all got our burgers and whatever drink we had. I got a beer. I forget what those guys had. But anyway, I'll never forget it. We're at this burger shop, and it's this burger shop that's like pretty close to UNLV. And there's always a lot of NBA personnel in there, and you can always tell because everybody's walking around in their quarter zips and all that stuff. And this was the year that the Kawhi sweepstakes were going on. This was the day that the earthquake had happened, and everybody was kind of like talking and, holy shit, can you believe that there was an earthquake in Vegas? What is going on? And so everybody's kind of like talking about that. And then there's also a lot of like talking and whispering about, hey, when's Kawhi going to make his decision? When we had sat down for dinner, all of us thought that Kawhi Leonard, by way of, you know, communication, you know, with people and stuff, all of us thought it was just a matter of time until Woj or Shams tweeted out, source, Kawhi to the Lakers. We thought that's how that was playing out. The Lakers thought that Kawhi was coming, and that it was going to be the offseason of LeBron and Anthony Davis and Kawhi Leonard teaming up and Rob Pelinka trying to build a roster out of that. And we were all shocked, and I'll never, ever forget. You guys have heard Mike Trudell on the air before. He has this deep, booming voice. We all get the notifications, and I remember Harrison got his first, and he made a point. He was like, Android. Harrison got his notification first, and then we got ours, and we all look, and True goes, fuck. And it was so guttural. It was awesome. It was incredible. And so Harrison and I look at each other like, oh, shit. Well, we got work to do. So, and Sedano was there obviously for ESPN. So he had his job to do, and True had his job to do in preparation for Spectrum. And Harrison and I had our job to do back then. I think I was still at Silver Screen. It was like, and we were running a Lock on Lakers at the time too. So it was like hustle off into the night and all that stuff. And in the years since, in talking to more and more people close to the Lakers, they all like to this day say, yeah, we thought we had him. We thought that was done. And then something happened. And now a lot of people think that that something was Paul George being traded for by OK, you know, that trade that basically turned the Oklahoma City Warriors into the freaking, or the Oklahoma City Thunder into the Thunder. But you know, that I think there's a lot of speculation that led to some of this investigation now. Now, this investigation is focused on the efforts to keep Kawhi a Clipper. The investigation, frankly, should expand to the efforts that, you know, were undertaken to get Kawhi to the Clippers in the first place. So, there are a lot of people who think that Uncle Dennis and Kawhi's people moved shady in those moments. And there's a lot of people who look at the Clippers to be like, what did you guys do to convince him here? And, you know, as such, yeah, like the Lakers are paying real close attention to this too, and are probably wondering, hey, are you going to expand this thing? Because, you know, now obviously it turned out fine for the Lakers. Rob had those agreements in place with free agents at the time to basically tell them, hey, depending on Kawhi's decision here, like Danny Green, we'll offer you a little bit more money if you wait. And then if you need to re-sign with Toronto because Kawhi signs with us, then good luck in Toronto. But if Kawhi doesn't come, here's a few extra million bucks to come here. And then I think he did some other stuff kind of similar to that across the free agent market then, and built that roster very, very quickly after they figured out that they had to move on to Plan B. And Plan B led to a championship, one of my favorite championships of all time. So, like, karma, bitches. But also, the Lakers are sitting here saying, like, yeah, that they won that one championship, but could they have won a few with Kawhi and AD and LeBron? That's a great question. So I am really curious what the ramifications are going to be to this, and if the investigation ever expands into what it took to get Kawhi to leave Toronto and go to the Clippers in the first place, and whether, frankly, the Clippers and Raptors thought that this trade would kind of put a bow on the investigation itself, and whether they thought, yeah, I mean, if we just send Kawhi back to Toronto, he never did any winning in with the Clippers anyway, doesn't really affect Clipper or, you know, Lakers or Clipper, league or Clippers history, can we all just kind of move on? And I think those owners thought they would be able to, and now the league is saying no. And I do really wonder if it was because Kyle Lowry at his retirement ceremony made a couple aspiration jokes, which I can't imagine landed very well on Adam Silver's desk. Let's see. The next question here will come from... and remember, if you guys are leaving me questions, make sure you use a question mark in it so that I can actually see, because it's actually flagged, separately. Let's see. This is just a game. In no way does any of this affect any of us. So in the end, I don't care. I do consider the NBA under Adam very corrupt, and I'm a nobody. So what can I do or even say in chat? Is Kawhi's uncle still involved in all this mess? Well, that's another funny outcome here. So as far as search and destroy, no, I mean, like, that's kind of one of the worst parts of corruption at high levels, is that those of us who have to operate more on the up and up because we aren't at those levels of society, it does kind of make us kind of nihilistic and be like, well, shit, if they're doing that, why do I have to be a good person? And then we oftentimes face ramifications for not being, or you know, for you know, any sidestepping we do compared to the sidestepping that, say, like billionaires do. But this is no different. I do agree that Adam Silver's league feels a lot more guided, but also I was a lot younger with David Silver or Adam Silver. No, David Stern, Adam Silver. But I mean, you know, same time, David Stern literally ran a basketball team, turned down a trade for basketball reasons. And Lakers fans were just kind of left here saying, like, whoa, what? So that form of, I don't know if you want to call it corruption, but it certainly felt like manipulation. Like, there is no way that a league should ever be running a team. But yeah, no commissioner is perfect. I do think Adam Silver rode a wave early in his tenure because he got rid of Donald Sterling for a very obvious thing. But ever since then, he's been pretty shitty, to be completely honest. All right. So Mr. Classic 81, is Kawhi's uncle still involved in all this mess? Well, this is the funny thing. Kawhi was undergoing extension talks with the Raptors by way of new representation. He told Uncle Dennis, yeah, we can't move like that anymore, which I'm just saying, again, purely allegations on my part, jokes and stuff like that too. But if you had carried out a crime, would you not flee the country? Would you not get rid of your accomplices? Would you not? Like, again, it's not an actual crime. It's an NBA crime or whatever. So, like, you know, but if you're like, if you had carried out some shady shit, isn't that kind of what you would do? You would head up north, different laws, hopefully, get rid of the people who partook in the shitty behavior before. Like, isn't this kind of what that would look like? All right, let's answer maybe one or two more questions, and then I have to take the family to dinner. Yeah, Rain said he, Adam Silver needs to resign after this mess. I tend to agree. All right. So Timor asking the questions that matter. Okay, but what does this mean for Cam Carr tomorrow? Well, according to Kobe Price, who was there covering the Clipper or the Lakers already for their summer league, he is saying that Cam Carr is on pace or on track to play tomorrow. So that's really exciting. I don't know if he's going to play the second night of a back-to-back. I don't think that Adu Thiro is going to play on the second night of a back-to-back. But yeah, unfortunately, I'll be flying during the Lakers game, and I will be landing basically when it ends. I'm like really good at that. Every year I do the exact same thing. But yeah, the plan, it seems right now, is to introduce Lakers fans there in Vegas, which there are a lot of Laker fans in Vegas, to Cam Carr tomorrow night. Should be really exciting. I'm really looking forward to watching him play, not just in tomorrow's setting, hopefully Friday, but then over the course of his rookie season. I think he's really, really good. All right, so I think what I'm going to do is end this thing here, and then I'm going to go ahead and I'll try to do a Q&A with you guys tomorrow before I get on the plane. Search and Destroy, I'll save your question for tomorrow's show. I'll start the show with that. But yeah, I'm going to go ahead and bounce out here, do another Q&A with you guys tomorrow out, you know, right as I'm getting ready to hop in my Uber and head to the airport. And then, yeah, enjoy the rest of your day. Make somebody else's prize picks, subscribe, rate, review, like, all that good stuff. Talk to you tomorrow.